Weak economic reports drove the markets down today. It's the Business News Hour for Thursday, the 21st day of February. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other business news, who would have thought we'd be talking about the value of DoorDash? I know, right? Sales of existing homes fell, and we can't blame interest rates this time. It's good to be a cat, it would seem. Overstated gas mileage? This time it's Ford Motor Company. Another folding phone might be on the market soon. And another blow to rural America. Banks want more collateral. Speaking of banks, one is leaving downtown Des Moines. Those stories and a conversation with Maureen Berger from Tarot International. But first, let's check out the business news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tarot International, your elite training team at TERO.com. Remax Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Hey, welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour, and thank you, Hunter Pease, for that nice introduction. You want to reach us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, some lousy economic news and uncertainty over trade talks drove the markets down today. The Dow lost 103 points as Walgreens lagged. The S&P 500 dipped by over 0.3%. Led lower by the energy and healthcare sectors. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ fell by 0.4. Durable goods orders for December rose 1.2%, according to the Commerce Department. The department also said that core capital goods orders fell by 0.7%. Economists had expected a gain of 0.2. Ouch. We'll have all the numbers later in the newscast. That's a brand new world, and the new economy has some big winners. Food delivery startup DoorDash has nearly doubled the company's valuation in 6 months amid impending IPOs by competitors like Postmates and Uber. The company announced today it raised $400 million at a $7.1 billion valuation. The company's existing investors, including SoftBank Vision Fund, DSL Global, and Sequoia Capital, participated in the round. The company said its last funding round in August of 2018 valued the company at $4 billion. Now we're looking at $7 billion? Wow. The funding news coincides with the impending IPOs of competitors Uber and Postmates, both of which have registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission to go public. DoorDash currently services 33,000 U.S. cities, but the company wants to deliver to every zip code in the U.S. and grow its footprint in Canada. Besides Uber Eats and Postmates, DoorDash's most formidable competitor by market share is Grubhub, which had a 43% share of monthly sales in January, followed by DoorDash at 31% and Uber Eats, which had 26%. Now, this is the amazing thing. Would we have been talking about food delivery outside of pizza just 5 years ago? No. Convenience, my friends. That is the new gold standard. U.S. home sales fell in January to their lowest level in more than 3 years, and house prices rose only modestly. That all suggests a further loss of momentum in the housing market. Today, the National Association of Realtors said that sales of existing homes dropped by 1.2% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 4.9 million units in January. That, by the way, is the lowest level since November of 2015. The drop in January came after months of weakness in the U.S. housing market. Existing home sales were down by 8.5% from a year ago. The U.S. housing market has been stymied by sharp rises in interest rates since 2016, as well as land and labor shortages. That's led to a tight inventory and more expensive homes. However, we can't blame it all on interest rates. Why? Because the 30-year fixed mortgage rate has dipped in recent months, and house price inflation has been slowing. So what are the other factors? Well, one of the big ones is wages. Inflation in the market has priced many people out of the ability to buy because wages have remained mostly stagnant. mostly flat. Well, it's good to be a cat, especially if you are Carl Langenfeld's cat. Carl Langenfeld's cat, Chopette, is reportedly set to inherit some of Chanel designer's estimated $195 million. On Tuesday, Chanel confirmed that Lagerfeld, who has been the fashion house's creative director since 1983, had died at the age of 85 after a short illness. According to French magazine Le Figaro, Lagerfeld said in a past conversation that Chopette was an heiress. He said, quote, "If something happens to me, the person who will take care of her will not be in misery." Chopette is famous for living a lavish lifestyle, with Lagerfeld referring to her as a full-time job and hiring maids dedicated to caring for her. She, by the way, has 235,000 Instagram followers and more than 50,000 followers on Twitter. Yeah, the cat. See what you learn here? Oh, those math problems, they can be pretty tricky sometimes, you know. Ford Motor Company has launched an investigation into whether flaws in an internal mathematical model may have caused it to overstate gas mileage and understate pollution from a wide range of vehicles. The company says a group of employees reported possible problems with the model back in September, prompting the company to hire an outside firm to run tests. Testing will start with a 2019 Ford Ranger small pickup truck, and if problems are found, the company will start looking at models dating back to 2017. Well, Apple has drawn a blueprint of its own foldable smartphone in a patent application published last week. The design plans were filed back in October and indicate Apple has also been considering a foldable phone for quite some time. Just yesterday, Samsung officially launched the Galaxy Fold. That's a foldable phone that costs just under $2,000, ushering in a foldable trend as the latest shift in the smartphone sector. Apple's foldable patent describes a display with hinges that can fold in half or in thirds. The display could be used in anything from phones and tablets to laptops, wearables, and even mobile accessories. Folding phones. Why not? What the heck, right? Oh, by the way, there's no word on the possible iPhone possible price. A monthly survey of rural bankers in parts of 10 plains in western states shows nearly two-thirds of banks in the region have raised farm loan collateral requirements. Why? On fears of weakening farm income. The Rural Main Street survey for February showed nearly one-third of banks report an increase in the farm loan rejection rate for the same reason. The survey's overall index dropped to 50.2 from January's 51.5. Any score above 50 suggests a growing economy in the months ahead, while a score below 50 indicates a shrinking economy. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss, who oversees the survey, says the rural economy appears to be expanding outside of agriculture, but the tariffs and low agriculture commodity prices continue to weaken the farm sector. Well, as we reported earlier in the day, Wells Fargo is leaving downtown Des Moines in what has been known as the Financial Center. The San Francisco-based bank will move 300 employees and its retail bank away from the 25-story tower at 666 Walnut Street. Wells Fargo said some employees will move to bank offices in West Des Moines, but many will move to the company's nearby building at 801 Walnut. It should be noted that the bank currently owns that piece of property, and the key word there is owns. Why pay rent? It's another part of what Wells Fargo is doing to continue to cut costs. While many see this as a blow to downtown Des Moines, that large a building could be repurposed, you think? Maybe. Stay tuned. Well, lousy economic data did take its toll on the markets today. The Dow was down 103 points to 25,850. The Nasdaq lost 29 points to end the day at 7,459, and the S&P 500 was off by nearly 10 points at 2,774. We can blame the day on economic reports that indicate the broader economy worldwide seems to be slowing. Reports from Europe, Asia, and the United States have all trended lower over the past month. Durable goods orders are down, housing is down, the Fed Business Index is down to a level not seen since May of 2016. Gold, however, failed to respond to a weak day for the equities. The precious metal dropped by a whopping $21.90 to $1,326 an ounce. Crude oil was down by 32 cents to $56.84 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note gained a bit, paying 2.69%. When we come back, a conversation with Maureen Berger from Taro International. Stay tuned. There's more to come here on the Business News Hour.